Inside the kitchen at the chicken dip, a juicy hamburger sizzles on the grill. The hamburger is a favorite here, but at the chicken dip, the bird is the word.
Well, this is our roasted chicken. We've been making roasted chicken since 58 when we opened. It's pretty much in oil, cooked under pressure. It takes about 15 minutes.
That's Justin Fulbright. He's the manager of this eatery, which is open from spring to fall. Located along Route 72 in Hampshire, the chicken dip resembles the classic small-town drive-in. The exterior is covered with a stylish brick pattern you might have seen during a recent episode of Mad Men. At night, yellow light bulbs shine over customers as they place their order. And on the corner, a tall red sign in the shape of an arrow that simply reads food lets drivers know they can park their cars, walk 2 feet, and satisfy their appetite. On a Friday evening, Justin and his crew are trying to keep up with the dinner rush. It's no surprise that many of the orders include the famous roasted chicken. Out in the small dining area, two of those orders are being devoured by Bob and Judy Fisher of Elgin. They've been coming to the chicken dip for 30 years, and their order never changes.
Always the chicken.
That's what we come here for.
We feel like oink oink when we're here.
And it's not just outsiders who love the chicken. For locals, you can almost say it's a religious thing. Manager Justin Fulbright says they do see a lot of demand once church lets out on Sundays. And on any given day, he says the scene outside the front window is a mix of people hanging out and enjoying their food, and those eager to get their tasty chicken and bring it home. Justin says while many customers hurry to their vehicles once they have their bag of goodies in hand, waiting in line gives them a chance to catch up with someone they know. That's because running into an acquaintance is unavoidable at the chicken dip.
It's kind of fun because there will be a lot of people that will walk up, get the food, kind of see someone else, they'll start talking. They'll be talking to someone inside, they'll turn around, hey, how are you doing?
John Kleberg of Hampshire gets chicken here at least once a month. He says he usually brings it home, but that's not before he engages in a little chit-chat.
It's a small town, so you do notice the people that are from around here, and always somebody comes in here, especially on a Friday or Saturday evening.
Back inside the dining area, this customer is eager to vouch for other items on the menu.
The burgers are the best ever.
That's Krista Kazort of Harvard. She says she also likes the ice cream here. And in the midst of a heat wave, it's hard not to spot some people trying to cool off with something frozen. At one of the picnic tables, first-time customer Pat Jarmus is doing just that.
We just moved up here, so we've driven by this a few times. We just thought we'd stop in and get an ice cream cone.
And how is that chocolate-dipped cone working out?
Cold and cool, so it works for me.
Who knows, maybe in the months ahead, Pat will become another devoted fan of the roasted chicken. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.